With the federal government poised to commit to a more ambitious emissions reduction target and some nationals still threatening to go rogue over it, others have well and truly moved on with preparations for a lower carbon world. An alliance of business leaders, industry and community groups has formed to help shape Australia's sustainable economy transformation, and it's highlighting the need for coordination to get the job done. With more, here's Rachel Mealy.
Hitting a net zero target is more complicated than simply flipping a switch. Amanda Carl knows all about it. She's already been helping businesses and communities make the move to sustainable economies.
For the last 7 years, I've been getting requests from communities from as far north as Cairns and as far south as Latrobe Valley in Victoria, where people are seeing that things are changing, and they've seen it for quite a while. And they don't know what to do about it, whether it's a coal community like in central Queensland or the Hunter, where they're worried about what's going to happen to the future coal and gas exports, or it's another community like Cairns or Byron Bay, where they're saying, well, is there an economic opportunity in embracing a greener future?
Amanda Carl is the chief executive of The Next Economy, a not-for-profit organisation which helps lay out strategies for change.
Things are changing really fast now, and there's a lot more people moving into the space, which is great because there is so much need. And the money is starting to flow that recognises the need for a much more detailed strategic approach.
The federal government's yet to release the targets it'll take to the UN's climate summit in Glasgow next month. But already an alliance of business leaders, industry groups and community leaders are getting together to figure out how the work will get done. Rosemary Addis is an impact investment expert and the chair of the new body.
We're looking forward to seeing what comes out of COP, but we already know that a lot of the work will need to be done irrespective, and we welcome the government making commitments. We are hopeful that there'll be ambitious targets coming out of COP, but we don't need to wait for that.
She says the alliance brings together engineers, planners and groups like the Youth Affairs Coalition. It'll be a joint effort to put together a roadmap for changing the economy.
The concrete action of the Climate Ready Initiative is bringing is the convening, the coordination, the helping connect people with the right people, the right information, the right opportunities to be able to move faster.
David Williams is the chief executive of the Planning Institute of Australia, which has signed up to the Climate Alliance.
It's almost a sense of relief that finally we're starting to get some policy settings, certainly at the state and territory level, and then hopefully at the national level we'll follow. But planners have been working with state governments and local governments now for many years and continue to try and have the planning schemes, the policies that underpin the planning decisions at local and state government. We want those to be far more climate conscious.
The Planning Institute of Australia's David Williams sending that report from Rachel Mealy.